Good morning, Steve. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing okay, Steve.
You taking this whole road trip or just a couple games? How long are you on the road?
Kind of off and on. I'm scouting a lot of college games this week. I went and saw Purdue and Ohio State last night, and I'll see three more college games this week, and I'll just kind of jump back and forth between our trip and my own trip. So it's a busy week.
Steve, is that usually what determines whether or not you're going to travel with a team?
It all depends. It all varies. But right now, during the meat of the college season, it's a great way for me to be able to get all over the country and, you know, jump on the team plane and be able to hitch a ride there and then stop in various spots. So I'm gonna stick around here to tomorrow and watch Butler play. They've got a couple good players that we've got an eye on, and then I'll get down to Atlanta and Charlotte and see a couple of ACC games. So it just depends on the schedule, but it really worked out well this week.
I'm sure your wife would love for you to talk about individual players in that Purdue-Ohio State game with the fine that the NBA would levy on you. But let's just imagine one Big Ten team went on the road, upset another big team, and I don't know, one young man just absolutely went off and helped Ohio State win, for an example. How'd you think of that kid?
I don't even know what you're talking about. There's about 25,000 reasons why I can't talk about that.
Speaking of big leads, or going off, I should say, these big leads that the Suns have been giving up. Why do you think this is happening?
Well, we've talked about it an awful lot, as you might suspect, and it's been going on now for probably the last at least the last month, and so it's no longer just an anomaly. I mean, it's a pattern. So, to me, the turnovers are key, and then we're not showing the same grit that we did early in the season. You know, we won a lot of games during that early stretch with our defense, and you'll remember some of Alvin's quotes. He said, "Look, we're not a great defensive team, but we make stops when we have to." And we did that. We had, kind of 2-3 minute stretches where we'd make, four stops in a row and get control of the game, and that's all it took. And we're not having that now. I think we've lost that edge. We've lost some of that grit, and we've got to be tougher. We've got to put up a stand.
In your career as a player, did you feel like your teams could go through periods of mental toughness and periods of softness, or were you just one thing or the other? Because I don't see how a team that comes back from a 16-point deficit on the road at 5 games, 7 days like you did in Philadelphia can be soft, yet at the same time, with no killer instinct when you've got these big leads, that's not being mentally tough right now, and yet we're talking about the same team.
Yeah, well, I think the season is so long that you do have periods where you maybe lose what made you good, and I think most teams go through something similar. I mean, the Lakers right now are obviously in a funk, and a couple weeks ago it looked like they couldn't lose, and now they've lost 4 or 5 games in the last 2 weeks. Now, granted, they've got the injury to Gasol, but they were losing a couple games even before that. So sometimes you just kind of lose your edge and you lose your way a little bit, but you got to fight your way back to it. And I think that's what I'm looking for is, are we going to fight our way defensively back into getting into a good groove? I mean, we're a 500 team the last 20 games, so that's not good enough. We're talented enough to win more than that. We're not, we're not an elite team, but we're a very good team, I think, and we should be doing a little better than we are right now.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Suns general manager Steve Kerr here on the Doug and Wolf Show. Leadership is so critical throughout the season in regard to the things we're talking about here. How do you feel about the leadership on your team, and where does it come from, Steve?
Well, I think our leadership definitely comes from our veteran guys, Steve and Grant, and then Amari as well. And I think all three of those guys they're the captains, and they're really responsible for getting guys going and getting them focused. And we had a good practice, good film session yesterday talking about this very subject. And I think those guys will be challenging their teammates to really play better defensively, to get after it, to be more focused and take care of the ball, do all those things. But it's it's one thing to talk about it and another thing to do.
Suns GM Steve Kerr in Indiana. Pacers and Suns tonight at 5 o'clock here on Sports 620 KTAR. The Jared Dudley seems to be at a very difficult position in his career, you could say, when in the first part of November and into December, it was his energy off the bench, tipping offensive rebounds four or five times, and then hitting the occasional three made him gold. Is he starting to fall in love a little bit with his offense and losing what is needed for the team, or are you still thrilled with everything as he's trying to make a transition to do both?
Well, I'm still really thrilled with the way he's playing. You know, he's not playing as well, but that's natural. That's normal. You go through stretches where you're effective, and you know, especially as a role player, there are going to be times when things don't go your way, and you just have to keep plugging away. But I think as a team, we're not as tough, and we haven't stuck our nose in there like we did early in the year. And he's the guy who really stood out early. You know, you remember the game in Philadelphia where he dives on the floor yeah. for a loose ball, and in Boston, he you know does the same thing, forces a couple of turnovers, and it just at key moments. And he's still hustling, he's still getting after it, but it really takes the whole team to have that energy and that edge. And I think Jason Richardson too was, you know, early in the season he won four or five games with us almost single-handedly, and he's played fine recently, but he I don't think he's played with that edge either, and that's what we have to get back. We've got to and whether it's just, you know, that feeling early on where everybody didn't think much of us and we had a little chip on our shoulder or what, but, you know, we've got to get that back.
You know, and speaking of that chip on your shoulder, when I think of a chip on your shoulder, I think of Lou Amundsen. Is Lou getting enough playing time, in your opinion, Steve?
Well, every game is different, and the tricky part for Alvin is that arguably we've got, you know, about 11 guys who could be playing on any given night. And,
right.
And, you know, I include Robin Lopez in there. You remember the Laker game. We don't win that game without Robin because
right.
he comes in, and he, because of the matchups, he really does a good job on Bynum and Gasol, and we end up winning. Well, from one night to the next, it's, you know, you've got to pick your matchups and figure out what you need to do. I like where you're going, though. I mean, I think between Lou, Robin, Jared Dudley, even Jaron Collins, I do think those guys probably need to have more of an impact, and we've got to give them more of an opportunity because we've probably become a little bit too offensive-minded here the last month. And usually when you give up a big lead, it's not because you're missing shots. It's because you're not making stops. And if that's the case, then, you know, maybe we've got to get our gritty dirt workers back out onto the floor.
You know, I just love them. I do. Watching them play is laugh out loud funny because the tenacity and the determination he brings, I really respect that in him.
He's really something. I mean, he's so athletic, and he plays so hard. But for him, it's a matter of continuing his growth and you know, making sure he's understanding tendencies of players. You know, last week
right.
he let Beasley get left a couple times on him when the scouting report said send him right, and Alvin was a little upset. So there's always going to be things that guys have to get better with. And but I agree with you. I think you know, we've got to have that toughness and that intensity, and that's the way to stem the tide when things go against you. It's not making a 20-footer. It's making a stop, and that's what we have to get back to.
Here in the studios, we got four televisions sitting in front of us, and Wolf, one of them's on this Ohio State-Purdue game. Have you seen this Evan Turner kid, Wolf? Man!
Yeah, I've seen him.
Pretty
incredible.
He's good.
What number is he?
I know. We're talking to Steve Kerr this morning. Okay, you know how this goes, Steve. Danny Granger's good. I'm not denying that Danny Granger isn't good, but he's one of those guys that seems to have the Suns number. He lights it up. What's the key to putting the clamps on him?
Well, Grad Hill gets probably another assignment. I mean, it's amazing the list of guys that Grant has had to cover, you know, whether it's, you know, Kobe or Durant or whoever. He never seems to get a rest, and he's our best defensive player, I think. And so he'll be on him. And you know, the reason a lot of these guys go nuts is because that's the style we play. We go nuts on a lot of other people, too. And the game gets fast, and all of a sudden there's some open looks out there. And, you know, guys like Granger who are super talented, you know, they can really get on a roll. So we're going to have to make sure we don't give them anything easy. And we can't give up turnovers that lead to fast break dunks for them. And, And as long as he's shooting outside shots, then we'll be in decent shape with him.
Great to talk to you. There's a whole lot to do in Indiana, so have a lot of fun tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys.